This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with Mary Lee.
Hello.
What's with the finger on the chin thing?
It's like that little innocent thing.
I know. I love it. Hey, Richie O'Day, what's our babies?
How's it going, Steve?
And we got the one and only Mr. Christian Michelson.
Woohoo.
who I just mess with you when I mispronounce your name. Just because I can, because we're friends and we go back like that. Actually, we go all the way back to Sioux Plantation.
Yeah.
I will be the first to admit that I fully pursued a relationship with this man when I came out to San Diego. Because I was like, when we moved from Chicago to San Diego, I was like, who are some of the cool people that I want to make sure I connect with while I'm here? And I was like, I got to connect with Christian. Because Christian's actually a former Chicago guy, yeah?
Yeah.
So Mary's a transplant. Richie's an original. I am a transplant. How long ago did you come out to this Nickadoodge?
Almost 14 years ago.
14 years ago. Nice. Yeah. Would you ever go back?
Never.
Just to visit.
Well, which part of Illinois were you in?
Chicago suburbs. Yeah.
Which one?
Schaumburg, okay. Streamwood, Glendale Heights, Glen Ellen.
So it's Carol the weather. Or what else?
It's the weather. And you know, the energy out here is just really good in San Diego.
Yeah. It's a
and
vortex.
It's the weather. And I don't know. It's just – and the beauty of the environment. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you've got palm trees and sunshine, beaches, hills. Like, it is really beautiful out here. And in Chicago – and God bless everybody who loves Chicago. You know, everybody who doesn't love San Diego or just decides to live anywhere else, thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
So they can keep it going so we can go back and visit every now and again. It's still a great place to go. And,
I have family there. You know, I visit from time to time. But, yeah, I love San Diego. I love warm weather. I love sunshine.
Yeah.
And, the energy out here is really good.
And we actually like the earthquakes. So, please, if you don't like earthquakes...
Just stay away.
Stay away.
Yeah, right? And so your girlish glow is looking great today. So, obviously, you've been outside. You're
you got the
beard thing going. Nice.
A little bit.
All right. So, for those who don't know you, give us an understanding of where you are today, and then we'll work backwards. But just... and then how you got to where you are. But where are you at right now?
Okay. I am...
In the studio with us.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, I'm the number one best-selling author of Get Clients Today. I teach coaches, consultants, healers, and others how to get clients. Mm-hmm. I have a multi-million dollar business. We've made the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing companies 2 years in a row, and it looks like it's going to be 3 years in a row. So
nice.
Growing fast, multi-millions in sales. And I also do a lot of inner game and healing work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Yeah. So prior to this line of work, I mean, is this what you've been doing for your entire adult career, or were you doing other things work-wise?
Yeah. So I had very few jobs between college and starting my coaching business.
Mm-hmm.
So I had basically, I mean, I had some...
Because you were a drug mule for a long time, right? I mean, that's... was that the... Or no, that was somebody else. I'm sorry, different. Supposedly. No, just playing. So what did you do? So coming out of college?
Yeah, so, well, in high school, college, I had other, I delivered mattresses, I shoveled concrete and, all kinds of fun stuff like that. And then I graduated with a degree in elementary ed, actually.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you hate kids. That's so hard to believe.
And they obviously didn't cover the simile, the analogy,
and the metaphor. Right? Yeah. So what grade were you going to teach? like kindergarten or what? You said elementary ed.
Second, third, fourth, maybe somewhere in there.
So they're just old enough to be out of the I'm going to pee in the corner kind of thing, and just young enough that you can still meld them into the little Christians you want them to be.
Little people, yes.
Little people.
Yes.
So did you ever teach?
I taught gymnastics throughout college, and so I loved working with kids. So I got a degree in elementary ed, but I had a negative student teaching experience, which led me to feel like, you know what, maybe I don't want to teach, which was crazy because I felt like I was meant to teach my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you were.
And I was, and I do. I mean, today, now, I get to teach, teach adults, not kids, but I teach my own kids. I've got three amazing girls.
Hey.
And yeah, so I do teach, but you know, I teach adults how to get clients, how to get started in coaching, how to help people, how to make a big difference in the world. Mm-hmm. Teach them how to, you know, marketing and sales and all that great business stuff so that they can do what they love for a living, make a difference in people's lives, and make a great living.
Yeah.
So is it a matter of they just don't know how to do it, or there's something about their that they're getting in their own way?
Oh, yeah, both. Okay. You know, so for me and for most people, I think the biggest challenge with getting started in coaching and having a success with coaching or consulting or doing some kind of healing work or whatever is I'd say there's two big challenges. Number one is mindset. I'd say that's the biggest. I know for me, I got started actually. So I had a couple jobs and I had a different business before I got into coaching. But I was coaching. I've been coaching since I was 25 professionally. I was getting paying clients since I was 25, and I'm 43 now. So however many years that is, I think 17 plus.
You weren't going to teach math in LA. That's good. Good.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so one big challenge is just, you know, confidence and doubt. You know, the like, who am I when I was 25 years old? Like, who am I to coach somebody? You know, I don't have I'm not rich. I'm not super successful. I don't have it all figured out yet. Why would anybody hire me?
The imposter syndrome.
Yeah. So that was huge for me to have to work through over the course of several years. Really?
Did you have any accreditations? Because do you remember, you guys, when there was a thing going on where everybody was getting a coaching accreditation or certification?
Sure. Oh, yeah. And they would haunt you if you didn't get it and you were saying you were a coach. They were,
yes.
Those places were pissed.
I failed out of that program. But yeah, so is that what you're, did you go through that?
Well, so I actually, the number one way I learned how to coach was by being coached. I hired a coach for myself when I was in a job I hated. I had started a different business that was going nowhere. I was in a relationship that wasn't working. I was out of shape. And I hired a coach. And 9 months later, I had turned all that around. I quit that job. I was working for myself full time. I got out of that relationship. I got back in shape. And so that was the start of it for me. And I'd always been into personal growth anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I went to tons of seminars on personal development and so I just used a lot of the tools that I'd learned. And actually, I was just getting tons of feedback before I even became a coach, just from friends that I was making a huge difference in their life. And so all of those things were leading to me feeling like, well, maybe I could do this coaching stuff.
Do you have to be spiritual? I mean, because you're kind of a spiritual dude, right? I mean, like, you know, you definitely have that grounded sort of conscious way about you. Do you think, like, when you look at people who are sort of in that tough love, you know, kind of way of coaching, you know, uh-huh. where they're like in your face and they're kind of hollering at you and this sort of thing. How do you
the
think
Marines?
That? Well, yeah, there's that. So sure. I mean, so how do you think that approach works versus your approach, which is, you know, very effective but more subtle?
Yeah.
What's kind of your take between those two camps?
I think, you know, I'm biased towards my philosophy in coaching, mm-hmm. you know, but I think people are drawn to different things. So there's going to be people who definitely are not going to be drawn to me to want to coach them because, you know, my approach is not, you know, in your face. It's honest, you know, mm-hmm. but it's also so incredibly loving. It's incredibly accepting, you know. And you know, if somebody's not doing something, like let's say if I was working with a client and they weren't taking action, you know, if you were working with somebody, you know, like a former Marine that was coaching you, they might be yelling at you, right?
Yeah.
And some people are probably are going to be drawn to that, mm-hmm. right? I mean, some people decide they want to be in the armed services. God bless them. Thank you for them, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, some people aren't, right? So some people want that, want to be yelled at and screamed at and like, go do it, right? But for me, if I had a client that wasn't taking action, instead of yelling at them, I'd say, look, let's look deeper. Why? What's going on here? Like, this is the thing that you know you need to do, that if you did this, that your business would explode, mm-hmm. but you're not actually doing it. So my guess is there might be some fears going on here. And no amount of yelling. I mean, some amount of yelling and you know might really get people to just go for it in spite of their fear. But for me, my approach would be, all right, let's take a look at this fear. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see if we can resolve it. And dissolve it and make it, you know, disappear that fear so that they can feel totally peaceful, totally confident, totally comfortable taking that action. That would be the best bet. Now, if it's time sensitive and they need to get into action, I'll, you know, we'll do as much work on it as we can.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to just feel the fear and do it anyway and take action in spite of the fear. And I would definitely encourage my clients to do that when, you know, when that's the case. But in most cases, if people aren't taking action because of fear, it can be resolved completely. Mm-hmm. I think there isn't a fear alive that can't be, that you can't get to peace about. I think there's not a situation or a button or anything. I believe peace is inevitable. At least working with with me and my tools, the way that I work with myself and my clients, peace is inevitable, and confidence is inevitable too. Mm-hmm. So that's the first big thing is like, okay, mindset. Can I do this? Who am I? And I really believe that, you know, if you have a heart to help people, if you care about people, if you are actually interested in helping people, then those are the people who should be coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, just because somebody necessarily figured out a formula and has had success doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a great coach or teacher, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's number one. I believe that coaching in and of itself is a powerful container to help people get results. Just having somebody listen to you and hear you out and be there for you and root for you mm-hmm. is very valuable in and of itself. So that's number one.
Yeah.
The other big thing that people need, the big challenge that people have, is being able to take the work they do and talk about it in a way that's really compelling. I call that speaking the language of clients, which is the language of results. So being able to take whatever work that you do and turn it into something, to be able to say it in a way that makes people go, I want that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, very cool. All right, we're talking to Christian Michelson here of Get Clients Today, and you can actually grab a free copy of that book at reinventionradio.com/CM for Christian Michelson. reinventionradio.com/CM. More with Christian Michelson here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulcher hanging out with Mary Goulet, Richie Ote, and Christian Michelson in the house with us as well. So, woohoo! Thank you for being here, my man. And a lot of interesting stuff that I know I've got questions about, and I'm sure Richie and Mary do as well. But let me just start with this, and then I'll turn it over to Mary and Rich as well for their questions. But the main question that I had is, can anybody be a coach? Like, I mean, does everybody have something to teach that's of value? Do you recommend that everyone is a coach? How do you look at that?
I look at it as anybody who's drawn to it should consider it, you know? There's people who love numbers and accounting, you know? Those people should be accountants, probably, and maybe not coaches. Maybe, you know, if they love both, you know, and I'm not going to rule anybody out, but really, if you have a passion for helping people, if you naturally gravitate, if you're a good listener, you know, if you, there's a lot of things that will make for a great coach. But, you know, what makes for somebody not a great coach, you know, I don't know. But ultimately, I think, yeah, if people are drawn to it, you should explore it. And I think coaching is one of the greatest businesses you could ever have because it's very easy to get into. There's very low barrier of entry. You don't need to pay $100,000 to buy a McDonald's or a Subway franchise or $150,000, whatever that is, or $1 million to buy a McDonald's franchise. You don't need an office. You can do it from home.
But that's also a double-edged sword, right? Which is why you do what you do in terms of teaching people how to actually be a good coach, because there's a lot of really, well, not so good coaches out there who give the rest of the folks that actually do good work kind of a bad name.
Well, yeah, one of the challenges about it being so easy to get into is it also is easy to get out of. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, they don't have any skin in the game. Like if you spend $1 million to buy a McDonald's franchise, what are you going to do to make sure that that becomes successful, right? Whatever it freaking
takes. Yeah, sure.
Right? So if you now spent $20 to print out some business cards to become a coach, you know, and then it's like, oh, man, it's not working after
six weeks.
Yeah.
6 hours.
It's like, oh, man, this is too hard. I give up, right? So, you know, but in terms of like the best way to get good at coaching is to coach paying clients. Back in when I first started out, you know, a lot of people would talk about you should coach people for free to get experience in coaching. And so I did that, and I would have people not show up for calls, show up late. They wouldn't do any of the work. And because I was so young, I took all this – I made it all mean that I wasn't a good enough coach. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, if I was a great coach, they'd show up for their sessions. They'd be on time. They would do the work. They'd take action. You know, but so, you know, if you want to get really good at coaching, the best way to do that is to coach paying clients. So it led to self-doubt, me not having paying clients. And once, but then the clients who I did get that were paying clients in the early days actually took action. They did the work. They showed up on time and they were getting, they'd get results. And so I realized, you know, when people pay, they pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, so getting paying clients is the key. And, you know, in terms of how, you know, whether, you know, there's plenty of coach training out there. I do some amazing coach training. I have a program called Rapid Coaching Academy, Coach Training and Certification Program. So we certify coaches. We've certified thousands of coaches all over the world. And then I have even more advanced coaching and certification training at my live events. So, you know, there's plenty of stuff out there to keep getting good and keep studying. To me, the most important thing really is the getting of the clients. And if you want to learn how to get clients, that's the key. And the key to getting clients is, and I get clients, you know, I started off getting clients at paying me $195 a month on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract. And today, people pay $100,000 to get one day of coaching with me.
Wow.
So I've.
So you're going to send us a bill for this?
For the show.
$100,000 a day.
So now I see how you done it. You were one of the few people who've outdone our boy Tim Ferriss with the 4-hour work week. You're known for a 7-hour work month.
So now we can
see how you can do a 7-hour month.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. If $100,000 was all I wanted, and I just worked with one client on one day, then I could take the other 363 days off. Yeah, right. I could. Totally. But
so,
yeah.
What was all right? I'm trying to figure out who says, "Hey, I have $100,000 that's just sitting there, and I'm gonna give it to Christian because he's gonna teach me more than what I already know because I already of that $100,000." You know what I mean? So what is the messaging to get someone like that?
AKA, how can Mary do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the key to getting clients is speaking the language of clients, which is the language of results. So whatever it is that you do, you've got to be able to say it in a way that makes people go, I want that, right? So if it's dating coaching, you need to be able to say, you know, I help women find the man of their dreams. You know, I help women find their soulmate. Or if you're a business coach, I help business owners double, triple, or 10x their sales and profits while cutting their work hours in half, mm-hmm. right? If you're a weight loss coach, you could say, you know, I help people who are overweight and have been struggling with it for many years, maybe even decades. I help them lose all the weight and keep it off forever. You've got to be able to speak the language of clients and talk about the end results, especially external results. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of coaches go so much on internal results. Like I help people work through their inner stuff, which I absolutely do. I do something called Instant Miracle, which we probably don't have.
I was going to ask you to take us through that.
I need a miracle. Like, yeah.
Next episode.
All right. So maybe we'll get into that later. But so I do some, you know, woo-woo spiritual healing stuff. And, you know, to go back to your answer, to answer your question about do people need to be spiritual? I don't think people need to be spiritual. I think we all are spiritual, whether we recognize it or not. That's my philosophy. Or talk about it. But to me, you know, I talk about helping people get clients. Get clients is basically, if you could boil everything that I do down into two words, it's
get clients,
right? I teach people how to get clients. And we need, whatever it is that you do, you want to be able to boil it down into those two, three words, you know, lose weight, find love, you know, grow your business, three words, you know. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to do that. And one of the challenges that people have is that, like, but wait, I offer so much more. I do this, I do that, you know. Get clients is very, if you know me, if you get deep into my work and all the stuff that I do, Git clients is very, it minimizes everything else that I could do for people, right? One of the things I learned in philosophy class years ago is that fractions, they say like 50 out of 100 is equal to one half. And while it may be true, it's also not true because you're losing information if you reduce 50 out of 100 down to one half, because now you don't know how one half of how many. You don't know that there were 100. You don't know there were 50. You just know it's half. And the same thing, if you want to be really good, but it's great because your mind can understand one half a lot easier than it can understand 242 out of 488 or whatever that 84 or whatever. So your mind can get it faster, and that's what you need to be able to do when it comes to marketing. You need to be able to take what you do and you need to boil it down. Yeah, I can do, you know, I help people heal their fears, their doubts, their limiting beliefs, so all kinds of stuff that I can help people do. But, you know, when I'm at the beginning, the very first thing when people hear about me is get clients. People, you know, get clients. And once people get in the door, then I can share all the rest of what I have available. So helping people to, if you want to get clients, you've got to be able to boil down what you do into 2-3 words. And it's got to be external, not just internal. I mean, internal can work too.
Yeah.
Eliminate fears, gain confidence. Those things can work, but external is even better.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is classic marketing phrase of sell them what they want and then give them what they need. So you're, when you're coaching them, you're still giving them the woo-woo, you're giving them the inner confidence, you're giving it, but you attracted them as clients by saying, I help you get clients.
Exactly.
You spoke to what they really wanted, then you give them what they need.
Exactly.
Yeah. What, so what's your take, man, on kind of that that whole world of coaching where their business model is coaching other coaches to get clients and they've never actually built a quote-unquote real business? And I know there's a lot of sort of talk around that where, okay, your business is teaching other people how to get clients and – that, and then it's like they teach people how to get clients. It's like this whole sort of domino thing of coaches coaching coaches coaching coaches
to coach coaches
to coach coaches.
That'd be like us teaching grammar.
Thank you. Right. So what's kind of your, what's kind of your take on that?
Well, so my take on that is when I first got started, I saw that like crazy. You know, anytime somebody learned like one idea, then it's like, hey, I'm going to teach this idea, and like it is the most competitive industry I think to be in, the coaches coaching coaches industry, because everybody's doing it. So when I first got started as a coach, I was coaching, I was a generalist. I didn't know all this stuff back then. So I was coaching people on weight loss. I was coaching people on finding love. I was coaching people to grow their business. And slowly, you know, most of the people were business owners and salespeople that were hiring me. So then I became a business and sales coach. And then just then I was like, all right, I'm going to refine even more. And I was just a business coach. But then after I, you know, cracked the code on getting clients, several coaches were like seeking me out for help. Like, can you help me grow my business? So I, the first five coaches that hired me one-on-one, I was able to help grow their business from zero to 100,000 a year or more within 18 months. And one of them did it in 72 days.
Wow.
So, you know, for probably, I don't know, a good 9 months, year over that, from doing that and seeing, you know, and then other people wanting help, I really resisted jumping in and helping other and like making that my niche in marketing because I just was seeing it everywhere. But eventually it was just like the demand was so strong because people wanted this. I had things that worked. You know, I was coaching clients, business owners, and helping them get results. But because of all the things that I learned through trial and error, you know, through testing things out on my own, I could hand things to coaches and they could get results so fast.
Yeah.
You know, that eventually I just surrendered. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I'm being guided in this direction. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And it is the, you know, there are so many other, there, you know, it's true. It's still, it's, it, there is a proliferation of people thinking, oh, you know, this, that's how, the only people who can make money are people who coach, coaches how to get, but you know what? I've helped people who are weight loss coaches, dating coaches, relationship coaches, all those softer niches to be able to get high paying clients that pay $1,000 a month or more.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. We're talking to Christian Michelson here. And you can actually get a free copy of his book, Get Clients Today, at reinventionradio.com/CM for Christian Michelson. It's reinventionradio.com/CM. And more with Christian Michelson here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All righty. Thanks, Wade. Welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Olscher, Mary Goulet, Richie Otang, and I was Richard Michelson. Oh, man. So lots of great stuff here as we're reinventing coaching and a lot more ground that we'd love to cover here. But you have a life to live, and it has to be outside of these four walls here, so we're going to have to let you go here at some point. But definitely want to talk about the book, Get Clients Today. And first of all, you're giving the book away for free, which, as I've said, people can get at reinventionradio.com/CM, and they can grab that book there. So what is the book about, and why are you giving it away for free when obviously at $100,000, you know, for a day, I mean, it works and it's of immense value. So why give it away?
Yeah. So we're giving it away right now because it's part of our big launch we do once a year for one of our programs called Free Sessions That Sell, the Client Sign-Up System, which teaches people how to have an introductory coaching session and then end up with a paying client at the end of it. One of those $5,000 to $10,000 each client, or even up to $100,000 or more. It's this the process I use. So Free Sessions That Sell, we're doing this big launch. We do it once a year. We have open enrollment once a year for that. And so in celebration of that, we're giving away our best-selling book, my number one best-selling book, Get Clients Today. And it teaches how to speak the language of clients, how to take what it is that you do and turn it into very clear, specific messaging. It also teaches people how to offer an introductory coaching session so that people go, I'll take you up on that. Because it also teaches the three-step process for getting clients, which I'll share with you right now really briefly, which is people hear about you, they have a session with you, they hire you. That's how you get clients. They hear about you, they have a session with you, they hire you. But the trick is, what do you say when they hear about you to make them interested? Mm-hmm. And then what do you say to get them to actually want to have a session with you, have a conversation with you? And then what do you say to get them to actually sign up and work with you?
Yeah.
So in the book, we focus on those first two. Like, what do you say to get people's attention and make them go, oh, wow, that sounds – I'm really interested. And then how do you make an offer that makes them go, yes, I want to get on the phone with you and talk to you because I think you can help me? And that's what we share inside the book. We also share the 7 hottest places to find clients mm-hmm. today. So we talk about setting fees. So much stuff, so much valuable information. It is some of the best stuff, maybe the best stuff that you'll ever hear or read about how to get clients. And not only is it free, but you can actually download it for free. So you don't even have to pay for shipping or any of that mm-hmm. stuff. And you can get it instant access nice. At reinventionradio.com/CM. CM.
There you go.
That's awesome. And it sounds like it's so clear and precise that you're going to have more people with more money that more people might pay the $100,000
right? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing, too. This is my philosophy that I think is really helpful. It's a great mindset that's going to help you get a lot more clients, that would help anybody get a lot more clients, which is to be in it for them more than for you. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. Here's one of the things I know I believe about marketing is that marketing actually can make a bigger difference in the world than my coaching can, because my marketing is going to reach more people. Mm-hmm. So if my marketing is going to reach more people, I want my marketing to actually help people. Mm. I do make a difference marketing, where the marketing itself is already helping people, already making a difference. And then if people, you know, find value in that and then they want more, if they decide maybe to jump into my Free Sessions That Sell program or whatever, then, you know, hallelujah, great. And you know what? Same thing there too. It's like, I know my program is going to help them far more than it's going to help me.
Yeah.
You know, having one extra person in my program, great. You know, I'm happy. Hopefully get to meet them and they come to one of my events or get to, you know, connect with them in our Facebook group. But, you know, I see over and over and over in our programs, like, people getting clients and posting it inside our Facebook group,
yeah,
it is like, so I know if they get my program, it's going to change, it could change their life. And, it, you know, if they get into my program, yeah, it'll help me a little bit. You know, I'll make some money. But
sure,
they're going to make way more money from it than I will.
Yeah.
And so coming from the place of that I want this for them far more than I want it for me, that is a great mindset to have. You want to be coming from it like, hey, you know what? If you want to get my program, great. If you don't, that's okay too. Or if you want to hire me for coaching, you know, hallelujah, great. You know, I'm happy to help you. I'm happy to work with you. But I want them to get the results that they want from the coaching way more than I want the money that I'm going to get.
Yeah, and let's kind of play that out for 2 seconds here, which is part of the biggest leap from, okay, they hear about you, they have a session with you, and they hire you. That leap from they have a session with you to they hire you is super hard for people. And I know a lot of what comes to the surface in those conversations is, geez, I know you could help me. I'd love it if you helped me, but I can't afford you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you address that? And I'm just trying to give folks something tangible here to come out of this, because I know a lot of coaches hear that and they can help them. And like you said, you hope they can make a lot more money than they ever pay you, but that stands in their way. I can't afford you. So
right. Yeah.
How do you address that?
Well, there's so many ways to, you know, well, there's like 50 things popping in my head right now. Number one is, if you do a great job in the session, if you follow my formula, for signing up clients, then you're going to hear that a lot less, right? So most people, if you're hearing it, you may not be doing, you know, if you set things up right in the beginning, then you're going to hear that a lot less. And so that's number one.
Yeah.
Like number two, if you do end up hearing that, there's so many ways to address it. Number one is to see people bigger, more powerful, more capable than they see themselves. Number one, you've got to see, I believe that people are infinitely resourceful, infinitely creative, and infinitely powerful. And so seeing them that way, I can see, like, you have the ability to manifest into your life all the money that you want, not just the amount that you would invest in the coaching. So that's a great place to come from in your mind. Mm-hmm. And seeing them that as capable, it lifts them up. It lifts them up to start seeing, well, wow, maybe he's seeing something in me that I'm not seeing in myself. I did a session with someone on stage at one of my events recently, and I offered her $100,000. This is, you know, one of the best ways to get high-paying clients is also to pre-qualify folks so that you're having sessions with people who are very likely to hire you instead of just having tons of free sessions with just anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're brand new, having just sessions with just anybody might, you know, is actually probably better than – but anyway, long-term – you know, so this was somebody at my live event, not super high – nobody – not somebody I would have normally would have pre-qualified before having a session with her. Somebody who didn't have any clients yet, who was just thinking about getting into coaching, mm-hmm. you know. And so in my mind, I'm like, well, you know, she's probably not that likely to hire me. But when I took her through this process and saw, and money definitely came up. I mean, you know, it's one thing to sell weight loss coaching for $5,000. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to sell coaching, business coaching for $100,000 to somebody who doesn't even have a business yet. Right. Nice. So, but I saw in her potential mm-hmm. and I helped her see that for herself and I helped raise her up. There's another thing that you can do too, which is to address it as where it really lives. Because most people try to address people's objections mentally. And really the biggest objection is emotionally. It's they're afraid. You know, is it really about the money or is it like, you know, afraid if it doesn't work? Like if you knew 100% that this was going to work just the way you'd like it to, yeah. then, you know, would it be worth the investment? Could you make the investment? Could you find a way? You know, or is it maybe some fear? And so one of the things I'll ask is, you know, is there a part of you that wants to do it, but maybe a part of you that's a little worried? And then you can actually coach them through and help them resolve that fear potentially. And when we do that, they usually sign up right on the spot. And then finally, there's a magic phrase, which I normally only teach in my free sessions and sell program, but it's, well, what would work for you? Mm-hmm. And then you find out kind of where, how far apart you are, and maybe there's some other alternative offer you could make to them
that would
fit their budget.
Yeah, that's powerful. All right, man, we could sit here and we could definitely chat all day on this, and Lord knows just the tip of the iceberg here is what we've been able to cover. And so if folks want more information about you and what you're up to, certainly the best place to go to is reinventionradio.com/CM to grab a free copy of that book, Get Clients Today. But if somebody's listening to this a month from now and they miss out on that for whatever reason, if we take that down, where can people go to find out more information about you?
You know what? Let's just keep sending them to reinventionradio.com/cm. We'll put something else up there so that's that we're
all right, my man. Well, really, really do appreciate you stopping in studio for us. Best of luck with the launch. Yes, please. You got one more thought?
Just people need your help. Let's get people coached.
Let's get people coached. All right, for Mary Goulet, Richie Ote, White Wade, Steve Olesher, Kelly Polker, Christian Michelson, thanks for much for dropping in here today, man. Really appreciate
thanks for having
you.
Me.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olesher, visit reinventionradio.com.